Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots owns an NFL record for a head coach with 5 Super Bowl wins. He'll look to extend that record on Sunday when he leads the Pats against the LA Rams in Super Bowl 53. But Belichick's winning legacy is controversial. He's been accused of cheating, and he's known for having a testy relationship with the press. The recent biography titled Belichick examines his career and shines some light on a different side of the legendary coach. Ian O'Connor is the author of that biography. He's also a senior writer for ESPN.com, and he joins us now from Atlanta, the site of this year's Super Bowl. Welcome, Ian, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
You write in your introduction that you thought the New England Patriots made a huge mistake back when they hired Bill Belichick. At that time, why'd you think that?
Well, starting with the fact that he had 4 losing seasons out of 5 in his first head coaching job in Cleveland, I would say 75% of the NFL at the time didn't believe in Bill as a head coach. He had the New York Jets job for 24 hours, then walked out on the Jets in a surreal news conference exit to give up a first-round pick like the Patriots did for Bill, given his record and other factors. I thought it was a mistake. I think a lot of people around the NFL agreed, and I've never been more wrong in my life, as it turned out.
We know his record over all this time, but can you point to one moment that changed your mind about him?
Well, when he won that first championship in the 2001 season, just getting there with that team, I thought was a monumental achievement, particularly when Brady got hurt in the game to get to the Super Bowl. That was a point that really stuck with me. I would also say that Bill had a defensive lineman in New England in 2001 named Anthony Pleasant. He had played for Bill in Cleveland and said that Bill did not care about them as people. He only cared about them as athletes. But in 2001 in New England, he saw Bill change. He saw him making an effort to really connect with his players on a human level. And he said to him one day, "Coach, I want to win a championship for you." And to me, that was a seminal moment.
In the book, you quote a high school coach from Phillips Andover Academy saying he can't remember Belichick ever missing an assignment. I'm wondering how central you think that might be to the sense of discipline that Belichick brings to the job, both as a coach and a person.
Not only that, he knew all of his teammates' assignments, and when they forgot them, he would point them out at the line of scrimmage. He was a coach's son in every way, and also growing up around the Naval Academy. I think there's no question that shaped him as a developing coach. Every day in Foxborough is treated with Game 7 of the World Series urgency. And I think you could go all the way back to Bill as a young man growing up around the Naval Academy to see the roots of that.
Belichick has consistently built winning teams by convincing players to buy into his style of football. But he can also be an unsentimental businessman, too, letting go of many beloved veteran players in favor of younger and, frankly, sometimes cheaper options. What effect has that had on the team throughout his tenure? And what's that say about Belichick?
The players, they understand that once Bill Belichick believes you make a dollar more than you should against the salary cap, he's going to move you. Tom Brady, even, he was on deck. He was next. That's the reason why Belichick drafted Jimmy Garoppolo in the first round of the 2014 draft. And one of Tom Brady's greatest achievements is the fact that he outplayed the Belichick system. He actually forced the franchise to trade the person drafted to replace him.
As you know, there's been a long-running national debate about who's more important to the Patriots' success, Belichick or Tom Brady. Could Brady be Brady without Belichick? Could Belichick be Belichick without Brady?
I think, Bob, it's almost a 50-50 proposition. I would lean 51 Belichick, 49 Brady. Bill had to erect the culture in the organization around this special player. He needed the special player. But identifying veteran free agents, cast-offs, from other organizations, he sees one or two strengths in those players, and maybe he doesn't make them stars, but he makes them very significant contributors. That's why I give Bill the slight edge over Brady.
Tom Brady says he wants to play until he's 45 years old. Bill Belichick is currently 66 years old. Do you think Belichick and Brady want to go out together, retire together, or do you think the coach has his own timeline?
there was a point where Belichick was telling associates that he looked forward to the day we could try to win a championship with a different quarterback. That may not happen. It's possible they go out together. There's one alternate scenario where I could see Bill, after winning another ring or two, going upstairs to be the overlord of football operations and handing it off to his assistant, Josh McDaniels, and saying, you finish it out with Tom.
Let me ask about Josh McDaniels. There's a lot of speculation that the reason he's still with the team and not a head coach somewhere else is they have a deal that Belichick will eventually move out of that spot and Josh will move in.
If he wants that job, I think it is his. Bill failed in Cleveland, got a second chance. You saw the result of that. I think he believes after McDaniels failed as a head coach in Denver, he deserves a second chance, particularly after they convinced him to turn down the Indianapolis job.
Las Vegas odds makers say edge Patriots. Where are you on that?
For much of the season watching them, they did not look like a Super Bowl team. And all of a sudden, towards the end of the year, it changed. And when the Patriots are on a roll like this and when they're completely healthy, you can't bet against Brady and Belichick.
Ian O'Connor is senior writer for ESPN.com and author of the biography, Belichick. Ian, thanks a lot for joining us from Atlanta, site of the Super Bowl this weekend.
Thanks for having me, Bob.